From the KSRO greenhouse over to the KSRO kitchen, where we find Chef John Ash and the KSRO Good Food Hour, the last day of the year. Delighted to see you, my friend.
Good. It's great to see you.
Always. And this is one of our favorite shows for several reasons. Number one, we get to see our good friend Tom Simino, the Sonoma County wine
guy. And we don't see him enough.
That's right. You know, number two, he always brings a great bottle of sparkling wine. And number three, we don't have to prepare anything for the show. It's Tom does all the work for this show. Hi, Tom.
Hello. Hello. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
I just want to say, we were having a little conversation before the show about this preparation, and I was saying, Tom, people must, they all want your job, you know, they all want to be able to pick the best wines of the year, and you were saying it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, and it always happens, you know, even though I'm taking notes and I've got wines chosen as the year moves along, I try to retaste and test and blind taste and back and forth, and there's a lot of angst that goes into it, and at the busiest time, you know, with Christmas and our little Simino wine brand, that's a good time to be selling an expensive bottle of wine with what I do at Windsor Vineyards. And then I spend about a good 4 weeks at the end of the year putting this together. And then Brenda edits it and says, get to the point when you're talking.
You write beautiful notes for each of the wines. And we thank you for doing this. It's been 20 years since you've been coming on the show the last Saturday of the year to debut your best wines. And we're seeing this for the first time now.
Yeah,
so start us off now. We have to have a moment of silence. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
What was that?
Let the celebration begin.
That means the show is on the road, and Tom always starts off with the best sparkling wine you've tried of the year.
Domaine Canaros 2008 Le Rêve Blanc de Blanc, $110. Le Rêve is French for the dream. So close your eyes, and I'm going to pour, so we'll take a sip. And okay, that doesn't take you right to dreamland, but it's pretty close. This is 100% estate-grown Chardonnay sparkler. It's worth the price tag, totally. I know $110 seems like a lot, but if you're buying some of these true French champagnes, it really isn't. Domaine Canaros is owned by the French champagne house of Tattinger. Winemaking is in the capable hands of industry veteran Eileen Crane, and this is a wow sparkler.
He's pouring it.
So while you're pouring it, the difference between this and something from France, could you tell the difference?
Yes.
Yes. And how do they differ?
Usually the French champagnes are a little more yeasty. And truth be told, when you talk to some of the growers that grow some of these sparklers, you know, in Champagne, they feel that they don't have enough sun. They say, oh, you Californians, you're so lucky, you have all this sun and all this ripe fruit, right? Well, they don't have that. And even though sparkling wines are picked, you know, at about 19 degrees Brix, as opposed to, say, 23.5 for still wine, they still feel that we have more lush fruit, and they leave their wines on the yeast longer to give it more of a nuttiness. So if you love that slightly oxidized, more nutty character, you're going to like more of the French champagnes. And if you like more of this, even though this does have, you know, a wonderful yeasty character, bread yeast there, and a little bit of, oh boy, this a little toastiness. It's not as yeasty as a French. If you had a flight of, say, 10 sparklers, and some of them were champagne, you would almost be able to pick them out. One, you know, this is French, this isn't. Maybe not all of them, because you might get some late disgorged wines like this, but you would pretty much be able to pick them out.
So this is 2008.
2008.
How long will it last?
Oh, when it's disgorged, that's when the clock starts ticking. Because remember, this was on the yeast it's 2008, 7.5 years on the yeast, and that's an antioxidant. So if you look at the color, I mean, this doesn't look like an 8-year-old anything,
not
right?
At all. There's it's no brown.
It's brilliant.
At all.
It's it's a little bit of light gold, like it was a Chardonnay from last year, and that's because it will last longer. But there's kind of two schools of thought in the sparkling world. Some people feel that the wine is never better than the day it's disgorged, sparkling wine. And then there's the other folks that like that more nutty, yeasty, and they say, give it time on the cork. So you have to, you know, experiment. That's the wonderful thing about wine. Which are you? Well, maybe this year I'm drinking early, and in a couple more years I might say, well, you know, my tastes are changing a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm aging my sparkling.
Well, this is a beautiful wine, Domaine Carneros 2008, Rêve Blanc de Blanc, $110. Rêve is French for the dream. It is made here in our Carneros region with a world-class sparkling wine house owned by Tadej.
Yep.
Beautiful. So onward we go. This is a great bottle of wine available in better wine shops.
Yes, sure, and go to Domaine Carneros and pick it up. They have a beautiful tasting room. They also have a terrific still wine program. So Domaine Carneros, you know, everybody can go to Wine Country Live after the show, and we'll be putting up these. And there's a website address on each one of the wines. So you can click on that, make yourself an appointment, get over to Domaine Carneros and do some tasting.
A hot category that you certainly know a lot about, and that's Chardonnay, Tom.
Three Sticks 2014 Durrell Vineyard, Sonoma Valley, $48. Named after owner Bill Price III, whose nickname growing up was Three Sticks. That's, you know, the third, Bill Price III. Hello, Three Sticks. This Chardonnay is what you get when you match a special vineyard, Durrell, with a master winemaker, Bob Cabral, who William Selyem fame. And I call this wine luscious. It's rich. It's not over-oaked. It's not over-buttery. It's the balance of wonderful fruit from the Durrell vineyard, perfectly ripe, perfectly picked. Bob Cabral is not just a winemaker. He's a viticulturist, and he knows what he's doing when he decides. Picking decisions are probably as important as winemaking decisions, and maybe even more important, because if you've got that perfect balance of fruit and acid, then you're right there. And in certain instances, no additions are necessary. Judicious use of oak, which this wine has, just enough framed. You know, if you're nosing this wine and swirling it, you get the lush Chardonnay fruit, and then it wraps the back of your nose and that olfactory system in there. It's perfectly balanced.
That's beautiful. I was wondering what happened with Bob Cabral. I know he was at William Selyem for years. Mm-hmm. I didn't know where he went, so he went to this vineyard.
Went to Three Sticks, and they make Pinot, too. They make some great Pinots. Mm-hmm. You'll be hearing a lot about Bob. This wine, he finished. And the next vintage, 2015, he was there from grape to glass.
Okay, so this is Three Sticks 2014, so it's got a little age on it already. Mm-hmm. Durrell Vineyard, Sonoma Valley, $48, and that's your pick for best Chardonnay of the year. Next category.
Sauvignon Blanc, Spotswood, 2015, 34% from Napa County, and 66% from Sonoma County, $38. Everything I look for in a great Sauvignon Blanc, from a veritable who's who of vineyard sites, both in the Carneros, Sonoma side, and in Napa. Classically complex and perfectly balanced from an estate known for Cabernet Sauvignon, Spotswood. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that's a Cabernet house. They make a great Sauvignon Blanc.
But they've made Sauvignon Blanc from the beginning.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yes.
Which I don't think people... No,
they don't. Because, yeah. Napa Valley, and they were one of the originals, you know, and unfortunately, this year, Mary Weber Novak passed away in September. The mom and her daughters are running the winery. It's a fantastic spot. They're fantastic people. This was her favorite wine. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit of a tribute.
A tribute wine.
Yeah.
Mm. And $38. Now, as we see Sauvignon Blanc prices gradually increasing.
Sort of. Unless you get, with imports, they seem to be getting cheaper.
Well, the nice thing about this one is so balanced. It gives you a little Sancerre, a little New Zealand, a little California. You really need to go out and grab. If you're a Sauvignon Blanc fan, this wine will blow your mind.
This is one always that it had such complexity. It wasn't just about grapefruit.
Yeah,
obviously.
Or missing the green bean quality, the grassy quality. Yeah. Sometimes Napa Valley or just warm region Sauvignon Blanc in general is just too melon. Too much melon, not enough green herbs, like that Dry Creek thing.
So, John, you know the Spotswood Sauvignon Blanc for years.
You've been always appreciated. Actually, from the beginning.
from the beginning.
Yeah. And you know Sauvignon Blanc. We know you know Sauvignon Blanc.
Well, I like it a lot. Yeah.
So this is Tom's Best of the Year Spotswood, 2015, 34% Napa County, 66% Sonoma County, $38. Let's grab another white, Tom.
Off-dry white, Chapelet, 2015, Signature Chenin Blanc, Pritchard Hill, Napa Valley, $32. Now, did I say Chenin Blanc on Pritchard Hill?
Yes.
Yes. From what the Chapelet family calls a beloved three-acre block. The Chenin was there when they bought the property in 67, and they've made it ever since. And there's something to be said about being family-owned, because if this was a corporate-owned company, the Chenin Blanc three-acre vineyard would be Cabernet gone. Sauvignon. Yeah. Pritchard Hill is known for some of the best grape-growing area for Cabernet and the Bordeaux varieties. But they're close to their heart. Mm-hmm. Chenin Blanc, they made it forever, and they're going to continue to make it. And tasting by appointment only, and it's highly recommended to get up there in Pritchard Hill.
And where does the Chenin Blanc fall into pairing with best foods, John, compared to Sauvignon Blanc?
Chenin Blanc expresses itself in a number of different ways, really even more broadly, I think, than Sauvignon Blanc, mm-hmm. because you can have Chenin Blancs that are very rich and wonderful. It's the primary grape in Vouvray in France, mm-hmm. which is what its home is, and some of those can just be rich, sometimes sweet, mm-hmm. Sometimes not sweet, you know, so I think you just see more than...
Yeah, and sometimes there's a slight fruitiness. That's why it's in the off-dry category. Mm. You know, people talk about Rieslings being off-dry, but sometimes Rieslings are just a little too sweet. You know, even though people go, well, it's a dry Riesling. Well, is it really? I mean, when you taste it. So I think this Chenin is really versatile. And if you haven't had a really well-made Chenin and you want to have a dinner party, go out and get a bottle of Chapelet.
So, Tom, is more being planted of Chenin Blanc? No. Is it a grape going away?
It's going away.
In California.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to grow Chenin. We bought our vineyard where the Cabernet is. It was Chenin Blanc back in 88. We tea-buttered it in 90. We were getting, you know, you get $400 a ton back then when Cabernet was $1,000. I mean, if you're a grower and you're trying to pay the bank, you're not growing Chenin.
We'll take a break at that point. The off-dry white best of the year Chapelet 2015 signature Chenin Blanc. That's from Pritchard Hill in Napa Valley. Suggested retails $32. The wine guy's here. He's reviewing and revealing his best picks of 2016. His name is Tom Simoneau. I'm Steve Gardner along with Chef John Ash. We'll be back after this.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Tom Sullivan. Join me weekdays 1 to 3 on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
The best. Each year, Sonoma County searches for the best. You voted Dr. Walter Tom, the Press Democrat, best cosmetic surgeon. Why? He listens, he cares, and he and his team are highly skilled in cosmetic procedures, including Botox, fillers, lasers, hair transplants, smart lipo, tummy tucks, and breast augmentation.
Thank you to our wonderful patients who voted us the 2016 Press Democrat Best Cosmetic Surgeon. We are humbled by your kindness and will continue to strive to achieve the best cosmetic results possible because patient happiness and self-confidence is our top priority.
The best. A true professional with skills beyond the ordinary. Cosmetic surgeon, Dr. Walter Tom. Contact his office today for a free consultation or visit his website at drwaltertom.com. That's drwaltertom.com. They look forward to hearing from you.
James Van Praagh, world-renowned psychic medium, will be at the Center for Spiritual Living in Santa Rosa for an evening of spirit on Friday, February 10th at 7:30. This unique, one-of-a-kind evening will bring you in direct contact with the spirit world and deliver detailed messages of love, comfort, and encouragement from loved ones on the other side to members of the audience. You'll learn to open up your heart and gain a connection with your own spiritual self. You'll leave forever changed with a fresh new perspective on life and death, a stronger connection to the spirit world, and the comforting awareness that you're not alone on your spiritual journey. This event will sell out and tickets will not be sold at the door. James will also hold an all-day workshop on Saturday, February 11th. Don't miss James Van Praagh at the Center for Spiritual Living, February 10th and 11th. For more info and to buy tickets, go to steppingstonesbooksandgifts.org.
on approved credit. Interest accrues from time of delivery on select models plus tax, title, and license. Expires 12/31/16.
Why are you dressed up like a dinosaur?
Everyone has a shtick for the year-end sale. I'm a Save-A-Lotosaurus. I'm here to tell everyone about the huge year-end savings at Jimbo Nissan of Santa Rosa.
Oh, you're talking about the month-long 2016 finale event.
Yes, we've got Jurassic deals on new Nissans, our best ones of all time. The best deals of history.
Yep, and this month only, folks can get 0% APR financing on new Nissans, plus zero down delivers. Buy a select new Nissan and make no payments for 90 days. That's zero payments for 90 days.
And like the dinosaurs, these deals won't last.
How about you give us your best dinosaur roar?
Ooh, how's that?
Whoa, that's dynamite. Folks, don't miss out the savings during the 2000 finale event going on right now. Only at Jimbo Nissan of Santa Rosa. We're one block north of Costco on Santa Rosa Avenue. Online at jimbonissan.com.
Happy happens here.
News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
We are peeling back the layers of the best wines of 2016 with the Sonoma County Wine Guy, a feature on the Good Food Hour with Steve Garner and Chef John Ash. That man is Tom Simino, who's been coming in every year for the last 20 years to reveal his best picks. He's a grower and gifted winemaker, been in the business for almost 30 years or so. We're down to the alternative white section, Tom. What's that about?
Matthias and Vineyards 2014 Ribolla Gialla.
Say again?
Ribolla Gialla. Napa Valley, $40.
She's a famous movie star.
It's kind of a foot problem when you get
when you get that.
So it's Ribolla, Ribolla Gialla, Gialla. It's a new grape, or
yeah. What, you never heard of Ribolla Gialla?
No, I have not.
It's a white Italian wine grape from the Friuli region in northern Italy, and it's only in the past few years that the TTB, the Tax and Trade Bureau, approved this grape variety to appear on a wine label. And Matthias and Vineyards is one of the few wineries who grow and produce Ribolla Gialla. Now, it produces a white wine with a little bit of an orange hue, and with tangerine and grapefruit flavors, and made by famed viticulturist and winemaker Steve Matthiessen. Now, I gassed this bottle two weeks ago, so it's been gassed, but I wanted to bring it in because I didn't think you guys may have had this. And if I played Guess the Varietal, you'd probably smell this and go, oh, Ribolla Gialla. That's what that is. But look at the color.
It's an old grape that
in Italy. Italy. Yeah. 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 They've had it for a long time, and very few people grow it here, period. Yeah. I was reading an article that was misquoted in the article, saying that it had just received the okay by the TTB. It's in fact, it was like 3 years ago, and Matthiessen has been, they bought the vineyard the gentleman who had originally planted this estate, and they're continuing to produce it, and they're big viticulturists, the Matthiessens, and this gentleman, Steve, I haven't met Steve, I'm going to have to, because I read his resume, and he's grown grapes for some of the best vineyards producers in Napa Valley, and this particular wine, isn't this something interesting?
It's wild. The bouquet is just overwhelming.
It is.
Beautiful bouquet.
But Italian, in the sense that it's bone dry.
Yep.
You know, that kind of, but not with so many Italian whites, they'll take the enamel off their teeth.
It's not so acidic.
Yes.
Right. It's got good acidity, and it's got kind of tongue on stone dryness, you know, on the palate.
Yeah.
It's a sensational wine. Mm-hmm. What would you pair, just initially, John, where would this go in a tasting? What foods would this go well with?
Oh, gosh. I think it would work because of that wonderful acidity and things. It would go with all kinds of things. But what comes to mind for me is a simply prepared fish dish.
With a little citrus something, because that tangerine there?
Yeah, would be the bridge.
Yeah, the bridge, exactly. Yeah.
Beautiful. It's the Matthiessen Vineyard 2014 Ribolla Gialla from Napa Valley, $40. Is this his first release of this?
No, I think it's the third.
The third of the list. Well, it's a remarkable wine. On to the best value white, Tom.
Kendall Jackson, excuse me, Avant 2014 Sauvignon Blanc, California, $13. Now, this category is, for me, is one of the most difficult, is people are always asking me, can you recommend a wine for around $5? And, you know, I say no. You know, what you have to do when you're looking for a best value, you need to find one that's on sale. Once you, if you're in that $5 category, you're usually in the wrong region, wrong grape grown in the wrong place that was somehow bulked out and made into, you know, somebody doing business as a DBA brand that you've never heard of, you know, something like that. But if you can find a wine that's made like this, this is list price is $13, but you see it discounted sometimes $8.99. I mean, this wine will stand up to a lot of other wines, $15-$20. This Avant is really terrific and food friendly.
No oak.
Yeah.
So this is just finished with and stainless steel with no oak.
Yes.
Is that
and correct? it may see some neutral oak. You know, just give it a little softness. Sometimes, you know, they'll say, like the famous one, what's the one in the Central Coast? Metallico by Morgan, right? That was the original unoaked Chardonnay. But when you look at the text sheets, they go aged in neutral oak. Even though it was Metallico, right? Unoaked Chardonnay was all aged in neutral oak. And that just gives you slight oxidation.
We remember when the KJ folks introduced this wine, this Avant. It hasn't been around for too many years, has it?
No, 5 years.
Five years maybe.
Yeah, and they also make Avant Chardonnay.
Yeah, too. Chardonnay, yeah.
So this is the Avant Kendall Jackson Avant 2014 Sauvignon Blanc, the best value white, suggested retail $13, but oftentimes discounted for less money. On to the dessert wine category.
Okay, we're going to bring an Italian guy in here to pronounce this one here. This is dessert wine. Fattoria di Lusignano. Lusignano. This is a Vinsanto del Chianti. It's a DOC. Vinsanto is a category of wine very much like sherry that's the grapes are dried, right? So it's a blend of 80% Trebbiano and 20% Malvasia Bianca Toscana. And how they make this wine, after September harvest, the grapes are dried on mats until December when the barrels are filled to 75% and sealed as soon as fermentation starts, and the yeast from the sediment from the previous vintage is left in the barrel. So the barrels are opened 8 years later, and the resulting wine is this sweet and oxidized nectar with the flavors of honey, apricot, and dried fruit. It's a category of wine, Vinsanto, that is really terrific. And it was Barry Herps, the new wine buyer from Bottle Barn, who turned me on to this wine in the middle of my tastings for the dessert wine. And I'll tell you, it blew my mind. He brought his wife's biscotti, and we had this. Mm. It's almost like, if you like sherry, you will love this wine.
Sweet sherry. So what's amazing about this is the price.
Yeah.
You know, that when you think about the investment they've made in the drying of the grapes and then putting it away for 8 years.
Well, it is
$27.
It's a 375, so it's a small bottle. Yeah. But still, yeah, and it's Italy, and it's an 05. And the crazy thing is that, you know, it's so wonderful learning more all the time, right? This whole Madeira and sherry thing. Now, Madeiras and sherries are fortified. This isn't, but that whole category is just up and coming. And if you talk to some of the somms and some of the bartenders, this Madeira thing is hitting the streets with a bullet. So don't be left behind.
All right, so here it is, the favorite dessert wine that Tom's had of 2016, Fattoria del Lusignano di Vinsanto del Chianti.
I love you, Steve. There we go.
It's a DOC. That means there's a quality involved.
Yes,
in
yeah,
it. It's
guaranteed.
2005, a 375 milliliter, $27, a blend of 80% Trebbiano and 20% Malvasia Bianco Toscano. Okay, there it is.
There you are.
And you can get it at Bottle Barn.
Yeah,
right? Our final of the white category, Tom, your best rosé.
Heart's Desire 2015 Sangiovese Rosé, Dry Creek Valley, $22. Now, Heart's Desire, you may not have heard of them, a boutique winery owned by John Hart III and his wife, Desiree. And I know you were thinking Hart, H-E-A-R-T, but it's H-A-R-T. Hart, his last name. But it, the story is it was the name of the Heart's Desire was the name of the family cabin in the Sierras when John was growing up. And this Sangiovese rosé was made to be a rosé. It's all raspberry and strawberry, crisp and clean. It's got a nice bright character to it. It's an afternoon sipper.
And these rosés are explosive. They have their own rosé festival every year.
Yep.
It's a big category, isn't it? So that's our final of the white category, Heart's Desire, spelled H-A-R-T apostrophe S, Desire, 2015 Sangiovese Rosé. It's made the Dry Creek Valley, $22 suggested retail. On to the red category.
Zinfandel.
No, after the news.
A little tease.
Time to take a break, do a little sipping. Okay, we'll be back with part two, the best red category from the Sonoma County wine guy, Tom Simoneaux, as he sits in the KS Ardo kitchen with Chef John Ash and me, Steve Garner.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Ian Clark, and this is the home of the Golden State Warriors play-by-play, 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
Better business through better advertising. An advertising tip for small business owners by international marketing expert Matt Hackett.
If you're trying to advertise your business, it can feel very expensive. One of the reasons for that is that many advertisers mistakenly believe that trying to reach as many people as possible with their ads is always the aim. In reality, there are really two important factors to consider: how many people hear your ad and how many times they hear it. Advertising works best by repeating a message to someone enough that they remember it, and that can take much more repeating than you might think. Ask yourself, how many times do you have to hear or see a commercial before you remember the advertiser? If your ads aren't remembered, it really doesn't matter how many people you're reaching. So when buying advertising, keep this in mind. It's better to advertise more often to less people than less often to more people. And that can often save you money too.
For more tips, go to ariaconnect.com. That's ariaconnect.com.
For over 40 years, United Way of the Wine Country has been dedicated to improving lives locally. They're deeply committed to achieving lasting solutions, not just quick fixes, for our entire community. Everyone deserves a good life, a quality education that leads to a stable job, income that can support a family through retirement, and good health. To create lasting change, United Way focuses on solving the underlying causes of common problems in education, income, and health. The mission of United Way of the Wine Country is to improve lives by mobilizing the caring power of our community through leadership, community engagement, and effective investment. United Way of the Wine Country envisions an educated community where all people live healthy, productive lives and can contribute to the well-being of our communities. For more information about United Way of the Wine Country and to see how you can give, advocate, or volunteer, go online to UnitedWayWineCountry.org. United Way of the Wine Country, improving lives locally.
Mountain Mike's Pizza's been making delicious pizza the way it ought to be since 1978. We make them with the freshest meats and vegetables, and our handmade pizza dough is made from scratch each morning. And now, just when you thought it can't get any better, we offer something even more: gluten-free crust. Try any of your favorite toppings or cheeses on our gluten-free crust. It's the same great taste you love about Mountain Mike's Pizza, just without the gluten. For locations near you or to order online, visit MountainMikes.com.
At Mountain Mike's Pizza, we strive to do more than just make great-tasting pizza. We believe passionately in being active participants in our local communities and are proud to support organizations, sports teams, and groups that help to better our neighborhoods through education, sports, the arts, charitable acts, and spiritual leadership. We have fundraising opportunities available to help you raise money for your program or even just help feed the team. To get started or sign up, visit our website at mountainmikes.com/fundraising.
In some parts of the world, those are fireworks in Karachi, Pakistan, one of the many places that are celebrating now. The big ball drop in New York's Times Square is about 9.5 hours away, but the crowd began to form early this morning. Security is tighter than ever, with 7,000 extra police officers and sanitation trucks being used as physical barriers around the crossroads of the world. And speaking of what's been described as a whale of a celebration, what may be a humpback has been spotted in New York's East River. An apology from the Trump transition team. The president-elect left reporters again, this time to play golf. A silent march in Chicago to mark the end of a violent year in that city. Participants are carrying crosses, each bearing the name of
one of the more than 760 people killed this year. A dive team now searching Lake Erie for a small plane that went missing just after taking off from Cleveland. Six people on board. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Few clouds today, high 58, 56 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 37, 42 on the shores. Sunny skies for Sunday at 54, 53 in Bodega Bay. Monday, cloudy with a chance of rain at 48, 47 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
The clock is ticking on 2016. Wine waits for no man. Let's jump right back into the best red wines of the year from the wine guy, Tom Simoneau.
Zinfandel, Carol Shelton, 2013 Peaceland Vineyard, Fountain Grove District, Sonoma County, $30. Now, she's often called the Queen of Zinfandel, and after tasting this wine, you'll know why. The name of the Peaceland Vineyard comes from the translation of the owner. He's German, and his last name is Friedland. Now, all of the delicious Zinfandels, that I've tasted them all, that Carol makes, this one is the head of the class. Rich and full, and you know, it has everything that you want in a well-balanced, fruit-forward, California-style Zinfandel.
So can I ask you, what's the alcohol in this? Do you remember?
You know, I think it's like 14. It's probably 14.6.
Okay, so it's not. But that, it's not that one of those big.
No.
17.
And if it is approaching 15, mm-hmm. you don't notice it. What drives me crazy too about people when they first see a Zinfandel, some of the first things they do before they even taste it is they look to the back to find what the alcohol is. I'd rather taste it, and then if I find the alcohol is in front, then I'll go look to see what it is and see maybe why. Mm-hmm. Prunes have no place for me mm-hmm. with Zinfandel, and that I can't stand, and some of that is due to the difficulty you have in growing that bush vine, that old vine Zin, where you've got raisins, green berries, and red berries on the same bush.
So are these vineyards actually up in the Fountain Grove area
yes.
here in Santa Rosa?
Yeah. Now, the Fountain Grove District, is that a new appellation? I'm going to have to look. I'm going to have to figure that out. See, that's a wonderful thing about learning, doing this thing. I'm so excited.
Well, there it is, the Carol Shelton Wines 2013 Peaceland Vineyard, Fountain Grove District, Sonoma County, $30. This may not be available. Let's, right?
You got to go to Carol right away to get this because she said she was down to like 15 cases, 14 right. cases. I almost didn't do it as this wine of the year, but you know what? There is will be another one, the next vintage, but you can still get this one. So get over to the tasting room and tell her Tom sent you.
Merlot is next.
Greenwood Ridge Vineyards 2014 Mendocino Ridge Estate Merlot, $29. Now, you may not have heard of Greenwood Ridge before, but once you see the bottle, you'll never forget them. All of their wines have a copper dragon silk screened on the bottle, and the dragon was inspired by a gift the previous owner's father gave to Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation. Now it's owned by Ken and Diane Wilson of Wilson Artisan Wineries. You'll be hearing more about this little gem in winery from Mendocino's Anderson Valley.
So you don't think about Merlot in the Anderson Valley because it's cool there, you know, more.
But
if
you go up in the hills, right, and they have that, what's the Appalachian Ridge? What do they call that Appalachian up there? It's based on elevation.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so once you get above 800 feet, you're in the Mendocino Ridge Appalachian.
And there's islands in the sky.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's the one. And this comes from up there. Mm-hmm. So you're above the fog. Mm-hmm. You get much more heat. And this wine is perfectly balanced. And it's plum mm-hmm. and rich. And it's got, isn't that a unique mm-hmm. label? I brought the bottle in just so you could see the label.
Gorgeous.
I think you guys both knew this winery before.
Very mm-hmm. well. And John, especially up in Mendocino, you've known about this wine for 25
it's right,
years.
Yeah, if you're driving up there, you're like going up to...
To Philo.
Yeah.
Or
Mendocino. Right next to Navarro.
Yeah, exactly.
Next door.
And Alan Green was the winemaker forever. And he sold it last year. They're kind of retiring. Mm-hmm. And the family kept some of the vineyards, but they sold the brand. And I think you're gonna find some really terrific Merlots and some Zinfandels coming out of there, mm-hmm. especially because, you know, the winemaking tradition that the Wilsons have with Zinfandel.
Well, it was a great acquisition, and Alan built that brand from nothing, and he was a remarkable man.
Absolutely.
Onward to the Rhone-style red, but let's mention it again. The best Merlot was Greenwood Ridge Vineyards 2014 Mendocino Ridge Estate Merlot, suggested retail $29.
So Rhone-style reds, Langtree Estate and Vineyard 2013 Petite Sirah, Quinnock Valley, Serpentine Meadow, Lake County, $40. From the 23,000-acre estate named after the 19th-century actress and socialite Lily Langtree, the Lake County wines have arrived and should not be overlooked. And this Langtree Petite Sirah is an example of what all the hubbub's about. Well, from Lake County.
Well, if not in Lake County, then where? Are you going to find really good Petite Sirah?
I don't know.
You know, don't you think?
Yeah, I think it's true.
You know, Petite Sirah sometimes gets a bad rap for being too big. Yeah. This one isn't. Mm. This is like in a Zinfandel world of rich, lovely, not overly tannic.
It's not an easy grape for winemakers to deal with because it can get out of hand.
Oh yeah,
so
be too big.
Yeah, and your teeth are purple, and you know.
And you know, if you're fermenting it, it can fall apart. It's kind of like Syrah as well. So you have to be careful with that grape, and they have done a great job.
Langtree Estate and Vineyard 2013 Petite Sirah from the Quinnock Valley Serpentine Meadow. That's Lake County, suggested $40. Alternative red, the next category.
Thumbprint Cellars 2013 Cabernet Franc, Ramazzotti Vineyard, Alexander Valley, $49. Tiny Thumbprint Cellars is based on single vineyard varieties, and yes, the name and logo come from an accident involving gold ink and owner winemaker Scott Lindstrom Dakes' thumb. He was getting wines ready to give to friends when he was a home winemaker, and he had his ink out to write the name of the wine on the bottles. It spills over, gets his thumb on it, puts it on the bottle, and all of his friends said, hey, this is much nicer than just writing the name. So the thumbprint is on every one of their bottles.
That's great.
Okay. You should stop by the tasting room on the square in Healdsburg, and Scott and his wife can explain exactly how the accident happened.
Alternative red, Thumbprint Cellars 2013 Cabernet Franc, Ramazzotti Vineyard, Alexander Valley, $49. You can go to the tasting room and taste those.
Yeah, and he makes lots of single vineyard stuff. You will find something there besides this great Cabernet Franc.
And that's in downtown Healdsburg. On to the blended red variety.
Westwood Estate Wines 2014 Elevation. It's an estate red blend. Annadel Gap Vineyard, Sonoma County. This is a blend of Grenache, Mourvèdre, Syrah, and Cunois. It's complex and delicious as any wine for twice the price. Winemaker Ben Kane, who made his reputation from Silver Oak's Toomey fame, has a finesse with his winemaking, which will make Westwood an instant fave.
And he does great Pinot Noir, though it was also makes really wonderful Pinot Noir.
Yeah, I'll tell you, this. The crazy thing is usually my blended red category is a Bordeaux blend. Mm-hmm. This wine just blew my mind.
Westwood Estate Wines 2014 Elevation Estate Red Blend. It's from the Annadel Gap Vineyards in Sonoma County, $38. And try that. Let's do one more before we take a break.
Okay. Best Buy Red, J. Lohr Estates 2014, Los Osos Merlot, Paso Robles, $15. Established in 1974 by wine pioneer Jerry Lohr. It's family owned. J. Lohr produces wine to fit every price point and match every palate. When you reach for a bottle of J. Lohr, you won't be disappointed. And I'd like to throw out congratulations to Jerry Lohr, the 2016 Wine Enthusiast Magazine's American Wine Legend Award winner.
And what a great deal for that. J. Lohr's Estate 2014 Los Osos Merlot. That's from Paso Robles. $15 suggested
$15.
Retail.
Yeah,
we'll
terrific.
Take a break at that point. We still have several categories to go. We have the most fun wine, the best Pinot, and the best wine of the year. And we'll be chatting with the winemaker shortly. Tom Simino, the Sonoma County Wine Guy, joining Chef John Ash and me, Steve Garner, in the KSRO kitchen for our year-end tradition, the last Saturday of the year. That means the best wines of the year.
The Robert Dobby Show, weeknights 6 to 9 on 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market won the Best Sonoma County Farmers Market Award by the Press Democrats Reader's Choice. To find out why, shop the market for your holiday feasts. Enjoy selections of fresh and organic greens, mushrooms, carrots, potatoes, turnips, Brussels sprouts, and winter squash, along with seasonal pomegranates, persimmons, apples, and walnuts. Meet the local ranchers who offer a variety of quality meats from beef, chicken, and pork to quail and rabbit. Choose fresh fish and crab from a variety of seafood vendors and sample local dairy products. Everything you need to create the freshest holiday dinners is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Remember to check out the creations of the many talented artisans for holiday gift giving. Open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Budweiser presents an important message about friendship.
You and me, we were made for love. A lifetime is not long enough to show you what you mean to me. Ooh, I'll be waiting here for you when you come home.
I'll see you later, buddy.
Budweiser knows your friends are counting on you. So, we want you to remember to make a plan to make it home every time you go out. Do whatever it takes to get home safely. Call a friend, arrange for a cab, or designate a driver. Because friends are waiting.
Hey, I'm sorry. I decided I shouldn't drive home last night. I stayed at Dave's.
When you come
home, I'm back. Yeah, I'm back.
This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Tom Seminole, putting in a lot of research over the past 11 and a half months, that put together his best wines of the year, a tradition here on the Good Food Hour with Chef John Ash and me, Steve Garner. We've worked our way through some of the reds. We're down to the most fun wine of the year.
Michael David Winery, 2014 Petite, $18. Michael and David are Michael and David Phillips, brothers whose families has farmed fruits and vegetables in the Lodi region since the 1850s. And this Petite is a blend of 85% Petite Syrah and 15% Petite Verdot. Oh. A winery with a sense of humor. They proudly portray two elephants imbibing on the label. It's a classic label. It's a big wine. And they were telling me that they're having huge success with this fun wine. Mm. That people are like, they're drawn to the label. And then when they try the wine, they like the taste of it, so they're coming back and buying it. And so they're expanding the program. It's a real classic. If you see the label sometime, once again, we'll have this on Wine Country Live, okay. And then you can click on the link to the website.
So is it around? I mean, can you buy it?
Yeah.
Locally?
Have I seen it locally? No.
Okay.
It may be at Bottle Barn.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But they certainly sell direct.
Okay. Okay.
They've got a lot of different wines, too. They've got Incognito is another one of theirs. So they're growers with a sense of humor that are making good wine.
It's Michael David Winery, 2014. Petite. $18, the most fun wine. Now we're down to, I don't know how you can pick the best Pinot Noir of the year, but you had to.
Absolutely. Patson Hall, 2014, Pinot Noir, Gaps Crown Vineyard, Sonoma Coast, $70. Another in a long line of outstanding wines from master winemaker James Hall. As consistent as any California Pinot Noir producer, this Gaps Crown shows layers of cherry and plum spice with a wonderful finish that I can still taste. You know, when you have a memorable wine and you go, that was really some wine. And this one is it. A trip to the Sonoma House at Patson Hall is highly recommended. They've got a beautiful tasting lounge.
Where are they?
It's in the south side of where the warehouse districts are in Sonoma.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, south and east. And it's by appointment. Click on patsonhall.com, make the appointment, go down there. And I'll tell you, Chardonnay, too. They make great Chardonnay and a handful of other terrific Pinots. But this one was just head and shoulders above the other ones. Gaps Crown Vineyard.
And where is the Gaps Crown Vineyard?
That's down in Petaluma Way.
Oh,
It's owned by Bill Price. Bill Price III, right? It was probably made famous by Costa Brown, who made the Gap's Crown Pinot, right, originally. And it's just a terrific, terrific site for fruit.
Marvelous. It's the Patson Hall 2014 Pinot Noir, Gap's Crown Vineyard, Sonoma Coast. Suggested retail $70 and worth every penny of this.
Worth every penny.
World-class Pinot. Let's take a final break. We'll come back and reveal the luxury wine and winery of the year. It's the wine guy, Tom Simino, joining Chef John Ash and me, Steve Garner, in the KSRO kitchen this morning.
Golden State Warriors play-by-play is sponsored in part by Hansel BMW on 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California. 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home and we'll show you three quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
Stay and play at Graton Resort and Casino, your destination all in. Incredible gaming action, 12 great restaurants, 6 bars and lounges, plus nightly entertainment. Spend the night with us and enjoy our new luxury hotel with lavish rooms, world-class spa, and fabulous pool with cabanas. All in the heart of wine country. Graton Resort and Casino is your destination all in. Book your stay today at GratonResortCasino.com.
There's no place I'd rather be.
NY Pie at 4th and Brookwood in Santa Rosa is staying open till 4:20 a.m. New Year's Eve weekend, December 30th and 31st. Open regular business hours, 11 a.m. to 3 a.m. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and New Year's Day. Best draft beer specials, lights display, plus sweet knots, calzones, garlic knots, and bottomless fountain drinks. Hungry? Stop by or call for delivery. 52 NY Pie. NY Pie or DUI. Happy holidays from NY Pie.
News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
We have been raising glasses with Tom Simino this hour on the debut of his best 2016 wines, a feature every year on the Good Food Hour, the last Saturday of the year. So we've gotten to the best luxury wine and winery of the year.
Davies Vineyard 2013 J. Davies Cabernet Sauvignon, Diamond Mountain District, $100. Davies Vineyard is located at the Schramsburg Estate, just south of Calistoga. The J. Davies Cabernet was made as a tribute to Jack Davies, who, with his wife, Jamie, founded Schramsburg in 1965. Now, since its first release in 04, the J. Davies Cab has developed into one of Napa Valley's finest. Hugh Davies, Jack's son, today runs the winery and continues where Jack left off as a major player in environmental and community issues in Napa Valley. And it's for all those reasons that I've named Davies Vineyards my 2016 Winery of the Year. And this is one terrific bottle of Cabernet.
So has this just been released recently, the 2013?
This is the new one. This is the new one. Now, they've expanded. You know, everybody knows kind of Jack Davies and Jamie as the mother and father of sparkling wine in Napa Valley, starting it in 1965. And they built Schramsburg to where they are today. Well, as things, you know, were progressing and people were thinking about right place to grow the right grapes, they decided that a warm region and, you know, wasn't where the Pinots should be grown, and that's where the estate is, which is in Calistoga, right? So they decided, they bought some land in Canaros, and they started buying grapes from the cooler region, and they pulled their Pinot and Chardonnay vineyards and Diamond Mountain, and they've planted Cabernet. And in 2001, they had enough of a crop that they started experimenting with still wines. And now they're making, I think, four or maybe five different Cabernets. This is the Jack Davies, the J. Davies. They have a really tiny production called Jamie. That's his mom, Hugh's mom. And they've got a J.D. Cab. And they also have two still Pinot Noirs. And here's the kicker that a lot of people haven't heard of yet. They bought the old Chevy place on Highway 29 in just south of St. Helena on the south side. And they're building a new winery and tasting room. So you'll be able to, it's going to open up probably in late February, 1st of March, you know, openings can be delayed, but you'll be able to go there and taste all the Cabernets, all the Pinots. They'll be doing a little sparkling there, and then the tasting at the winery in Calistoga will be mostly sparkling, and they'll have a little bit of the, you know, they'll throw in one of the still wines. So you'll have two opportunities to taste these wines. And then, you know, another nice thing about, they're family owned, excuse me, and Jack was on the, he was an innovator who wasn't going to go commercial in Napa Valley when they could have, when they were talking about extending, you know, the freeway up from Yountville all the way up to Calistoga. You know, he was an environmentalist, and, you know, sometimes people go, well, they're stopping the spread of, you know, what?
Business.
You know, business, you know. And if you even today, if you're looking for Schramsberg, coming out of...
You can't find it.
You can't find it. They got the tiniest little sign. And you know what? And I'll tell you, Hugh has carried on his dad's tradition as understanding what we are. We're agriculture. You know, this isn't Hollywood here. And we want to keep, you know, friends of the earth, maybe you want to say. You know, and I'm you know, Seminole Vineyards is a for-profit business, but there's also something to be said about sustainability and handing it on to the next generation. And the Davies family's doing certainly that.
Well, it's just remarkable, and what a beautiful tribute to the Winery of the Year. And in the word luxury, nowadays when you talk about $100 bottles of wine, it used to be, oh my God, no one would pay the $100. Now for an outstanding Napa Valley Cabernet,
you're paying, this is where it starts.
This has kind of been the, you know, $80 to $100 level is where it starts usually.
And people say, well, how come it's such an expensive bottle? Well, if you're a grower in Napa, you're getting $5,000 a ton minimum, right? And in in Alexander Valley, you're getting $2,600 a ton. So that's why, you know, that you're paying for it. But if you're going to have a great bottle of wine on your dinner table tonight or any special occasion, this J. Davies is a classic.
And this is Hugh Davies, the son of Jack and Jamie.
Yes.
Oh, he's gone out on his own.
Well, he's taken over the winery.
He's taken over the
winery.
Jack
passed away, and Jamie just passed away a year or so ago, a couple of years now. And he's taken, but he was in charge of the winery and CEO, president. He's also a UC Davis trained. So he's not just a businessman. He's a viticulturist and a wine grower and a winemaker. And he's got a fabulous team. He was telling me all about the different people who work for him and with him. So they've developed quite a team who now, the still wine guys making the sparkling as well, because they've all been there 6, 8, 10 years. So they've all worked together and understand what it takes. I'll tell you, have you ever thought about making sparkling wine? When you think about it, you're picking at 19 degrees Brix, underripe fruit, you're making the cuvee, you got to figure out what it's going to be like in 8 years.
A lot can go wrong.
You bet. Give me some Cabernet, it's easy to make.
And if people haven't visited Schramsberg, they were so far ahead of the game. They were the first, really, to build caves back in the mountain and do all of that stuff. So.
Well, wasn't that Jay Schramm that actually started that, right? And those caves, and they've expanded them. And if you look at the tiny winery when you go up there, you know, you was telling me, he said, you know, if you saw, because we've expanded these caves, it would be a huge building, but it's all in-ground, environmentally friendly, and the cost of electricity, you know, it's natural.
Natural.
It keeps it cool.
The Luxury Wine and Winery of the Year, the Davies Vineyards 2013 J. Davies Cabernet Sauvignon Diamond Mountain District, $100 suggested retail. Tom Seminole, thank you once again.
Yeah,
it's always an exciting roller coaster ride, isn't it?
It is. This year especially. I mean, there are things on here I've never heard of.
Yeah.
Well, which is great.
I know, man. I'm having fun. I'm going to go home and finish Googling some of these things.
Well, some familiar names, which is always wonderful, but you always mix in not only some new winery names, but even new grape varietals.
Ribola Gialla. How about that one?
Well, to have many happy toasts and wonderful events in the coming year with you and your lovely wife and Seminole Vineyards, and I'm sure you have just released some wines too, haven't you?
Yes, we've got our new Cabernet is out. Next year we're gonna release a 2014 wine called Litigation.
Really?
And a lot of people who know me know that I once made a wine called Opus 2.
Oh, yes.
T-O-O.
Yes.
Right? Well, I got a cease and desist from the Mondavi folks, yes, even though it wasn't for sale.
Yeah.
It just kind of looked a little bit like the Opus 1 label copped. Anyway, so I had made a wine in the barrel that was in the barrel when I got the cease and desist. So I had to call it a name. And a friend of mine said, well, call it Litigation. This is like 20 years ago, right? So in 2014, I had a Merlot-based two barrels of Merlot that I'm going like, what am I going to do with this? So we ended up saying, well, I wasn't going to sell it in bulk because it was too good, and I didn't want to blend it in with my fence line, so we decided to make a new wine.
So look for it.
Litigation.
Right. Litigation from Seminole Vineyards. Thank you. Happy New Year to you,
Happy
Tom.
Happy New Year to you.
John Ash, a wonderful, beautiful evening for you.
Yes, and for you too.
And we'll see you next year in 2017.
Yes, yeah.
I'm Steve Garner for Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour. Happy New Year, and thank you so much for another year of listening and participation in our shows. Clark Wolf following at the table. That's following the news.